This is Iris Neal. Join us for Job Talks, bringing you news about great jobs and growing our regional economy.
Job Talks on KNSJ's East County Magazine show is supported by our listeners and by the nonprofit San Diego Building Trades Family Housing Corporation, building our future.
Tom Lemon is the chairman and CEO of the San Diego County Building Trades Council Family Housing Corporation. It's a nonprofit corporation that owns and operates and maintains the National City Park Apartments. Thank you for coming today, Tom.
Thanks, Iris. Thanks for having me. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the apartments themselves, some of the community outreach that we're doing, touch a little bit about a historical building that we're working on that has great ties to the community and the women's suffrage movement, as well as veterans housing and efforts to increase affordable housing throughout the region.
Can you give us a brief description of the San Diego Building County Trades Council Family Housing Corporation?
It sounds so fancy when you say it like that. It's really just the National City Park Apartments. But our vision is that we expand and provide additional family housing elsewhere in the county.
What is your success rate?
The Park Apartments is a unique facility in National City, 22 acres, and we always have all the tenants we need. So when it comes to occupancy, we're so fortunate. We always have 100%. I'm always surprised sometimes when I see the report come back, it says 104%. And I'm going, how do we do that? But people move in and out in the same month. But there's a waiting list that we've had for years.
That's great. I understand it's a partnership with HUD. Is that correct?
Well, it started out that way. It was actually a developer who wanted to build affordable housing using HUD financing. He reached out to the local construction unions because he wanted the project done right the first time and done on time. And then he really gave us an opportunity to become landlords by us forming the nonprofit, the National City Park Apartments Affordable Housing. And for 40 years, we've owned, maintained, and operated it with a union workforce and provided homes for lots of San Diegans, including myself. I actually lived there as a child, spent my formative years, you know, because of where it's located. There's schools, there's two elementary schools within a couple blocks. There's a junior high school, a high school, all just right there around it. So it's a perfect location.
You have created a public-private partnership with the school district. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, it's real exciting for us. We had the opportunity to take one of our meeting halls and open it up to the school district where they're doing school training, computer labs, helping kids who aren't really in traditional schools make it through, get their GEDs. So it's nice. They're a great tenant, and it's nice to have them on site. You know, in addition to that, we also have a daycare center where we have First Five. So we're covering both sides of the spectrum out there.
Also, I understand many residents have secured permanent housing. What percentage of those residents now reside in East County?
About half of the folks that leave our apartments leave because they're moving into their own homes. I'm sure because of affordability in the East County that some of them are actually moving out this way.
You recently purchased the old VFW hall. What are your plans for that?
You know, you referred to it as the VFW Hall, but you got to go way back. It was originally in 1911, the Olivewood Women's Club, which was built specifically because the founder of National City didn't want his wife to have to travel all the way from National City to San Diego to be part of the women's social scene. But what's exciting about that place is Susan B. Anthony started the suffrage movement, and there was a lot of discussion there about it. And because it's such a neat historic building, we're restoring it to its original luster, and we're going to utilize it as a community gathering place for National City and the surrounding area.
There are many veterans in the East County who are searching for housing. I understand that you're planning to build some veterans housing. Can you tell us about that?
So National City is a big Navy town, and certainly we like that about being located there. And we historically have had a lot of military folks in our housing. But our buildings are 40 years old now, and we're actually looking to take down some and go vertical and actually create some affordable veterans housing since there's going to be so many young men and women coming back from overseas.
Do you have any future plans to build any other median low-income apartments in East County similar to the National City Park Apartments?
That's really our long-term vision, is to take the asset that we have and grow it and create pockets of affordability in other parts of the county. And certainly we're looking at East County. It'd be great if we could get some traction with some of the local electeds out here and get some help from them.
The Family Housing Corporation has been active throughout San Diego County for many years now. Can you tell us about some of the programs that you're involved in, such as sponsoring this radio show?
Well, one of the things we're really excited about right now is we're participating in the South County Visiting Project. We're looking at changing the way South County becomes more integrated in a bigger city. I mean, Chula Vista currently is the second largest city in the county, so we're really interested in leaving a footprint there. We're also providing scholarships for folks. We make a generous contribution to the Center for Policy Initiatives, which is a think tank for how to move progressive agenda forward. There's several other folks that come to us on a smaller basis, but we're just really fortunate to be able to help out as people ask for donations and such.
How do people find out more about the National City Park Apartments?
You know, it's really a great kept secret, and this is exciting to actually be able to get on the air and talk about it a little bit. We have a website, San Diego Affordable Housing. We just recently took applications and have a backlog of folks that want to move in. So I guess to answer your question more succinctly, we really haven't told many folks about what we're doing, but this is one of the opportunities here being on your show.
Great. Tom, I want to thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.